We had an El, we had Rosh Hashanah, we had Aseret Yemei Tshuva, we had Yom Kippur. We had a week of Sukkot. Tshuva. Filled with prayer. Sukkot, we rejoice with Hashem. And felt the bitachin, felt the safety. We wish one another a good year with confidence. Only to find that the finale, Simchas Torah, we did not merit divine protection. But it was a massive invasion by terrorists. And the army intelligence didn't pick up. Hundreds of casualties. So many taken prisoner, kidnapped, whatever you'll call it. What happened to her tefillis? What happened? I have to say that if this question bothers us, we may have been a little bit too simplistic in the way we took bitachon. Perhaps even in the way we davened. You know, when the skeptics talk about religion as the opiate of the masses, as the simplistic answers to the most complicated questions. Religion as giving security, false security, when there's real danger. Yeah, that's true of conventional religion. That's not what Judaism is about. For a week we said Hallel. If you were able to really catch what was going on in Hallel, it's a roller coaster. It's praising Hashem and calling out to Him. It's talking of the wonderful things He does for us. And talking of our tzaris all at the same time. Yeah, we begin. Hashem is all the way up there, the highest of levels, and yet He comes down and sees everything. The low levels like heaven and earth. The needy takes them out of the garbage dumps. Lo shivi in the divim, to sit among the nedivim. the benefactors, the wealthy ones. And there's Betzeis Yisrael in Mitzrayim, where we came out of Egypt, and how the sea split. And then we dive in Lolan Washa. Kilishimcha Tenkavo. Loma Yomu Agoy. Why should the nations ask, where is your God? What happened? He just performed miracles. He doesn't just perform miracles. He also hides. And in the middle of Hallel, we're crying out, Ki l'shimcha ten kavod, for your sake. Why should they be asking where you are? And the answer is sort of there. Elokeinu v'shamayim, our God is in heaven, and this time it means something really higher. Kol asher chafetz asa. Whatever he wants, he does. What does it mean, whatever he wants? He's moody. What does it mean? Kol asher chafetz asa. This moody God, sometimes he's nice to us, sometimes he's tough. Kol asher chafetz. What he wants, what is it that Hashem wants? What is that one thing that Hashem desires? What we call Ritzono, his will, what is that? Lehetiv, to do what's best. No. I'm sure you've heard it many times. I certainly hope you have. Jews don't believe that God is Santa Claus. We don't believe that he just dishes out all sorts of nice things. He wants to give in a way that only God can. And he builds us. And part of building us means he hides. He hides. And then Yevorech is Beis Yisrael. Yevorech is Beis Aaron. Yeah, we could sing again. Ahavti ki yishma Hashem es koli tachanunoi ki yita'oz noli uv'yomai ikra. I love it that Hashem hears my voice. He bends his ear to hear it. Uv'yomai, on my tough days, ekra, I call out to him. Tzara v'yogonim so v'shem Hashem ekra. Here we are again. But here's another secret. Ohavti ki yishma Hashem es koli tachanunoi. What do I love about davening? That I know Hashem has heard it. What davening is about is not the answer. What davening is about is the relationship. I know that God wants to hear from me. I know that He's listening. I know that He can sense my feelings to the depths. It's not ki yishma Hashem es koli and He fulfills my wishes. But I know He listens. Davening is about a relationship. It's about a relationship with Him. We express our feelings. We share our experiences with Him. The good and the difficult. Ma'ashiv Hashem kol tagmaloi. And then we're back singing to Him. Halos Hashem kol goyim. Alu es Hashem kol goyim. Shebechu kol umim. But all the nations praise him. Ki govar oleinu chazdo. Why should they celebrate? Because govar oleinu chazdo? Malbim explains. Because at the end of days, it's going to be clear. All of the things they really try to do against us, they saved us from. They know what they try doing. We can only be thankful for what we know about. They can be thankful for everything they knew that we never found out about. Hodo Hashem ki tov. Kili olam chazdon, we sing. Min ha-meitzar karosi ka. Here we are again. Kol goyim sevavuni. All the nations surround me. B'shem Hashem ki. Talk about the nations surrounding us. Like bees, like wasps. Do'achu ke'esh kotzim. They try burning us like a fire does to weeds. No, but then we thank Hashem again. O'lecha ke'ani soni. Oh, na Hashem Hoshiana. Again, we need help. And then the finale is Hodol Hashem Kito. This is the story of the Jewish nation. It's the story of every individual Jew, and it's the story of the Jewish nation. It's not simple. Hashem is there on the good days. And he's the one we call out to on the difficult days. All of our prayers are developing a relationship. And of course, we're asking him. We're asking that he smile at us. We're asking that things be good. But he and only he knows what's best for us. You know, we got to grow up. We got to understand that life is complicated. The feeling of safety is primarily the knowledge that Hashem knows what he is doing. That ultimately everything is for the best, whether we know it or understand it or not. It has to be clear. We have to be mature Jews. We can't be simplistic. We can't turn our Judaism into the simplistic answers to the complicated questions. We don't run to Judaism for security. We run to Judaism because it's true. The security we feel is just the knowledge that it is Hashem who is running the world and he knows what he's doing. And a lot of that is very painful. But he knows what he's doing. There's a plan for the nation and a plan for every individual Jew. That's got to be very clear. All right, that's the philosophical side. Emotionally. Emotionally. I don't know what's going through your minds. The natural state of the human being, including the Jew, I'm afraid, in this day and age, is a desire for comfort, safety, but above all, personal comfort and safety. Another part of being a mature Jew is understanding that we're part of the Jewish nation. You have to be open to feeling the pain of your fellow Jew. There are Jews in Gaza today. Who knows under what conditions? Their future is uncertain to them. There are men, women, children, soldiers who understand that their fate is even more complicated. There's so many of our brethren down south who've lost family members, husbands, wives, children. Soldiers involved in complicated battle. You got to feel for them. I'm talking pain. I'm not talking fear. I'm talking pain. You got to feel their pain. These are brethren. These are Jews. The fact that we rejoice, the fact that we have Simchas Torah, knowing that this is going on. This is not, you know, the Olympic, the games must go on. That's not what it is. We don't ignore. Our Simchas Torah celebration is Avodas Hashem. It's not partying and having a good time and forgetting about what's going on. It's our serving Hashem and feeling close to Him, expressing our love for His Torah, and feeling the confidence that He knows what He's doing, even though it's so complicated. We know that we can trust Him. No, we don't walk around feeling the end is nigh. We're not waiting for doomsday. We know that at the end, things are going to work out. But in the interim, there's so much pain. And we feel both. And that's what Hallel is all about. The heart is more than one chamber, you know. We feel pain. We feel closeness to Hashem. We feel joy with Him. We express the joy. We express the pain all together, and we can sing it all. The feelings you're supposed to have, there's only one thing that can put them all together, and that's closeness to Hashem and closeness to Klal Yisrael. Another natural thing we all have is, I guess, some kind of defense mechanism. In order to feel safe, we got to know why this happened so that we can sort of exclude ourselves from that group that this can happen to. We're looking for some kind of explanation. I know when the nation's in trouble, it's a great opportunity for everybody to get up and blame it on whatever it is that they've been preaching about all the years. And of course, Orthodox Jews will stand up and say it's because most of the nation doesn't keep Shabbos. Others will say it's because the frum aren't keeping what they're supposed to in the right way. We have to take responsibility. Which is, by the way, a very important attitude. I don't want to be a false prophet. I don't want to go and choose something and say, I told you so. But Chazal are very open. They're very, very open about it. They're talking about battle. They're talking about success in battle. And they tell us that there's one thing that determines our success in battle. And that is when we're united. And it's clear from the Gemara that united does not mean we all agree. United means that we get along with one another. We feel like we're one people. The Gemara is talking about the days of King Ahav. He was one of the wicked kings of the 10 tribes. They were successful in battle because there was unity. Because there was unity. Within the country, there's no question we have reached an all-time low. The right and the left are totally split, delegitimize one another. It's never been as bad as this. We should have seen the writing on the wall. So you're going to ask me, why am I telling you? I guess we're safe because we're not part of this debate. I don't know if we're not part of this debate. Which side you're on probably depends on how long you've been here. We've always tried to instill in you the need to do kirv, to get Jews to know there's a creator. I'm afraid that there's a step before that. There's a need to see to it the Jews know how to talk to one another. And we really have to do our best wherever possible. Yes, Jews have always disagreed with one another. I spoke over Sukkos, about how the Sukkah is supposed to remind us of the Anane HaKavod, the clouds of glory, the divine protection that we had in the 40 years in the wilderness. He smoothened the mountains for us, washed and ironed our clothes and had them grow on us. This was divine protection. It's what the Sukkah is supposed to teach us. How did we get those clouds of glory? And we are taught it was in the merit of Aaron. Aaron HaKohen, what did he stand for? Ohev Shalom, Rodev Shalom, Ohev Es Habriel Sumakarvan LaTorah. He loved peace. He pursued peace. He loved people and brought them to Torah out of his love for them. Divine protection is clearly merited by a love of Jew, a love of peace among Jews. No, that doesn't mean that our values can be sacrificed for the sake of peace. What it means is that we learn to love people we disagree with. We learn to talk to people we disagree with. We learn to understand where they're coming from. It's very nice. Very nice that, you know, you get into things regardless of where you came from, but after you're here for some time, you're a great left basher. You know, and liberals are just out of their minds. They're not thinking, just using cliches. Okay, so we have a new assignment. Where are they coming from? Where are they coming from? What's bothering them? What are they afraid of? What are their concerns? Come on, we know what human beings are. Philosophies don't come in a vacuum. They're expressing an underlying fear. Understand that. Feel for them. I'm not turning you into leftists. Getting back to living life now. We've got to be intelligent and mature. We have to feel the pain and feel the closeness to Hashem and keep davening to Him. This is not a time for wasting time. This is not a time, obviously, for planning trips. This is a time that you feel for so many Jews who are in danger. We're far from the battlefront, but we're close to the people there. You've got to feel it. And do what you can. Feel close to Hashem. Daven. Learn what kind of spirit should be around. One of pride. We're proud to be Jewish. We understand that the history of the Jewish nation is that they're always out to get us. We understand we've always had enemies. We've outlived them all. We understand that the world is always against us. They pay some lip service. Just in case you don't appreciate how far anti-Semitism has gone. Yeah, the first thing CNN reported was how many Palestinians were killed. And the second thing they did was they interviewed some Arab leaders who reminded the state of Israel to make sure that they don't violate human rights. Okay, that's where the world is. Don't expect any better. That's part of being Jewish. Don't expect anything better from the world. Till Mashiach comes, the world is going to hate us. We will always have enemies. Yes, Hallel will be repeated over and over. The praise and the crying out. The joy. And the tzara v'yogon emtza. Hodu Hashem ki tov. And ona Hashem oshiyano. That's how we live. Yes. That's what it means to be a Jew. to be very mature, not simplistic. So feel the pain of our brethren. Care about them. Make sure to daven for them. Make sure you have them in mind before you open your Gemara. Or Mishnayos or Chumash, whatever it is. This is not a time to just kill time and joke around. It's the time to feel close to Hashem and to one another. And you're allowed to smile. And you're allowed to be happy and proud that we are Jews. I am unaware of any country, any civilization that was able to win out against terrorists. They have no rules. They have no rules. They can do anything. No. The Jew cannot fight on their terms. Yeah, we can just blow up all of Gaza. We're Jews, we don't do that. If God wants to, He will. We don't do those things. For some, there's a feeling of helplessness. If you know that Hashem runs the world, you know that He knows what He's doing. And although we don't understand it, we will someday, when history unfolds. For the time being, we'll just have to take consolation and security in the fact that Hashem knows what He's doing. Kol asher chafetz asa. This is all part of Ha'am. Yes, the nations will say, Ayei Eloheinu. And the answer is, Kol asher chafetz asa. He's got His plan and He knows what He's doing. And we don't understand it and it's painful. But we have the confidence. And we're proud to be Jews. We will continue to live as Jews, not compromise on what's important, even when faced with terrorism. Hashem should help. We know that every episode is another step closer to the coming of Mashiach. I don't want to use this as the easy answer again to all the complicated problems, but we understand that we're headed somewhere. May we merit v'sechazena einenu, may our eyes see. Our eyes down here, alive, all of us, when Hashem will return here and reveal Himself. That's a deep felt prayer and something we see. Because we're Jews. We know how to feel pain and sing at the same time. So be proud you're Jewish. Be wise, be mature. Feel the pain and feel the joy. Feel the pain and feel the closeness. And have the confidence that Hashem knows what He's doing. Here's Hashem. We should be Zocha. V'sechazena einenu, shuv chal etzion berachmim, for the coming of Mashiach, for Hashem revealing Himself and once and for all explaining to us why it was that the Jewish people had to go through everything they did. Good job.